Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping. Always a pleasure to catch up with the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Of course, that's Senator Joan Ballweg from Marquesan joining us this morning. And Joan, you know, there are several different grant programs that are available out there. And one of my great concerns is no matter how much I talk about it or put it online, I'm afraid some of the people it's designed to serve don't know about it. You want to focus in on three of those important grant programs today.
Exactly. And starting out with the ag programs, our very successful dairy processor grant program. Those applications are available right now. The deadline is January 30th. And in talking with Secretary Romanski in the last couple of days, they did open this up for a little longer period. We know that this this grant program is always heavily applied for. And so it is for operating a licensed dairy processing plant in Wisconsin that's engaged in pasteurizing, processing, or manufacturing milk or dairy products. So funding from these grants can be used for a wide variety of dairy business, food safety, training, plant expansion and modernization, professional consulting. Grants are awarded for projects up to $50,000 and 2 years in duration. And so processors are asked to a match of 20% of the grant. And it is a competitive process. So it has been something that has been very well received. And I think that has continued to help Wisconsin be strong in our production to support our dairy industry, that's for sure.
Boy, and we have seen some wonderful products come from those invested dollars, that's for sure. That's not the only grant program that's out there, Joan, that can make a real impact in rural Wisconsin. Keep going with the other two you're very proud of.
Well, this next one is one that, yes, Representative Tony Kurtz and I worked on through the budgets and through the legislative session last year, and that is the export expansion grants. And that deadline is coming up pretty quickly. That deadline is November 16th. And what our dairy expansion grants are aimed to do is to accelerate the growth of Wisconsin dairy, meat, and crop products. Applicants must be a not-for-profit organization located in Wisconsin, serving or having the ability to serve Wisconsin agribusiness. So agribusiness associations like our technical colleges, our universities, and economic development organizations are encouraged to apply. And grants can be $50,000 for meat and crop-based products or $100,000 for dairy-focused products. So again, it's a 20% match. Could be cash or in kind. And so we are encouraging folks to make sure that they are, if they'd like to get into the export game, or they do want to maximize what they're doing, those dairy expansion grants applications are due to the department come November 16th. Mm-hmm. And then the last one we want to talk about is something that can help you at home. And this is for individuals to apply for a well compensation grant program. Now, there's an extra $10 million that was put into this assistance program, something we've had for a while, but it's been boosted now with some of the ARPA dollars that were available. You need to have a certified lab test your well, figure out if you would be eligible for this, and then there is help then to make sure that the water that you are drinking is safe for you and your family. So we need you to look at the DNR well grant program on their website. You need to register. You need to get your you're well tested and see if you are eligible. There's actually a well grant program to learn more about this that's going to be online on November 10th at 6:30 p.m. So if you think you could be an applicant or you're a contractor that would do this kind of business, maybe you want to take a look and see how the program works. Maybe some of your clients would be eligible. So it's the Well Compensation Grant Program. It's for all of us that are out in the countryside. I think we're well over 25%. Don't quote me on that, but we're well over 25% of all of us get our water from wells mm-hmm. in Wisconsin, and we want to make sure that that water is safe for you and your family.
Well, and you know, Joan, as many people can imagine, some of those rural wells are a little aged. They have maybe deteriorated, and this is a nice way to give people a little peace of mind on what they have and how they can rectify maybe some of those things like nitrates or something else.
Well, absolutely, and not only testing those wells, but this grant program also gives you help in closing wells that should be closed. I know the agencies in our local counties put a big push on a few years ago to try to get a lot of these abandoned wells closed properly, because if they're not, those are occasions for maybe infiltration of something that shouldn't be getting down into our groundwater and would affect the wells that we're currently using. So it could be for helping getting a well abandoned, or for a new well also.
Yeah, right. And I know, as you pointed out, $10 million from that ARPA fund, because it's federal monies, the Department of Natural Resources has said they've been able to actually spread the money out even better than if it was only a Wisconsin grant. So good news. Hey, one thing I want to circle back to, Joan, obviously you and Tony Kurtz worked so hard on that ag export support. Are you going to be touching base with the Department of Agriculture or the committees that have been working on that just to get a little sense of how it's been received? Have we seen some tactile progress? I know that's very important to you to be able to see some measurability when monies are coming from the State House.
Absolutely. And there are regular meetings that are set up. We have a update meeting that is coming up in the not too distant future. I think we'd maybe be able to talk a little bit about that the next time we talk, because it's coming up soon. Interesting thing that we all know about is how does our products get to market. We all know that there is a little bit of an issue with the Mississippi River right now, but it was interesting to hear from Secretary Romanski that the port at Milwaukee has picked up a little bit of this, and when it comes to water, the Great Lakes is at optimum levels. So maybe as things progress, we can move a few things to that waterway on our borders and and keep the flow going.
Boy, that would be a wonderful story for the Upper Midwest, for sure. Very good, Joan. Appreciate the update. Again, joined this morning by Senator Joan Bolwig from Marcus, and she is the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. And like she said, those three critical grant programs available to anybody that can hear my voice, all you need to do is take action. Like we said, the well water situation can be addressed at the DNR website, the Ag Export Access through the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website, all those folks available out there, as well as those dairy processing grants, ready to help you. All you need to do is make the effort. Senator Joan Bolwig along with us this morning. Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.